Hey guys, welcome to the Go Standard podcast with Minsu Go. This is your motivator, Minsu, and I just want to thank you for listening to my podcast. And for those who hasn't subscribed my channel yet or download, please do so to support my channel. So let me introduce myself for those who do not know about me and who never listened to my podcast. I am from Korea. I am a fitness motivator, fitness model, bikini champion. I do anything related to fitness. So you can also check out my fitness work at betteryoubyminsugo.com and also YouTube Minsugo. You can see a lot of my fitness work. So today, well, actually in my podcast, what we are talking about. Anything related to fitness and health, but not necessarily only fitness and health, because I do believe with your healthy mind, healthy body, your life is getting happier. All I want to be is happy, and I wanted to help you to be more happier and to be better version of yourself. So what is the better version of yourself? Not necessarily you're going to be the champion or number one, but what I think it's the best is you try to be better than yesterday. Just better than yesterday. You don't have to worry about your cousin or your classmate or competitors. At the end of the day, you just want to be better than who you were before, which is who you were yesterday. So let's focus on what we gotta do. And in this episode, what I'm gonna talk about is something not really related to fitness, a little bit. It's relationship. Yay! Why we wanna talk about relationship? Well, because I've heard these questions a lot, like, hey Minsu, do you guys or do fitness model like only fit guys or bodybuilders or anybody? So I've asked these questions a lot, so I am going to tell you what fitness girls like or what I like or how you can get a fitness model girlfriend. Woo, yeah, this is a secret. Well, something that you need to remember though, it is mostly my opinion, meaning there might be some different, totally different idea. Maybe they just like totally fat guy. I don't know. I'm just gonna tell you how I think. So, okay. So let's talk about it. First, guy says, like, do you guys only date a bodybuilder or fit man or like trainer? My answer is no. I do not date, or I don't prefer to date a bodybuilders or somebody who is in the same industry, like fitness industry. You might wonder why, because if you are together like trainers and you can do work together, things like that. But I like to learn different things. So I like to learn things from my significant other who has a different interest or different industry that maybe just because I do have a business background. I got my MBA and fitness, it just happened by accident. Like, I did not pursue my fitness career, but I just got into fitness. I fell in love with fitness. That's where I am now. But I've been always willing to do business. I'm really into business. So what I want from my other person, my other like boyfriend or husband, I want him to be who has something different strength. So because I am in more fitness industry and this person can be more like business side, I mean, he can be still business wise while he's still doing fitness, and that's fine. But like bodybuilders, like, I do not personally like to be with, like, that's like number one person I don't want to be with. Don't get me wrong, I love all your like my bodybuilding friends, bodybuilders. What I'm saying is when I'm on a competition, when I'm on this season and I know how hard it is, like, not just me, it is very hard for the person who's around me. Because I have to eat certain hours, same, like, really strict diet. I get so sensitive and very So basically, my personality goes really bad, and I get upset easily, and I don't want to be around people. Because I can't really eat anything, all I do is just eat, train, sleep. So you don't want to be around me. So when that happens, I do not really hang out with my friends, or I don't even go out and anything like that. But imagine if there are two people like that. It's like, that is going to be a lot of fighting all the time, every day, over chicken breast. So, I think it is enough. Someone is super strict about diet or super strict about this time. And I think it's enough just having me and not the other person. Like, if you are both competitors, I would recommend, one person compete and one person do it after, and they support one each other, then maybe it's working. But I personally don't want to do that. A matter of fact, I don't really in competition mood anymore. I do this because I wanted to live a happy, healthy life, not to win the battle. So I'm not necessarily saying it is bad things, but it is another story. You can also find out on my other episode. So, let's get back to the relationship status. Well, so that's one thing. However, just because I don't want to be with somebody in the bodybuilder or in the same industry, doesn't mean that I'm going to be with someone who is just reading the book the whole time. Like, he has to have an interest in fitness. He has to be... he has to live like active lifestyle. I think that's really important. Doesn't have to be in the fitness like career, but somebody who's enjoying it, working out or doing like outdoor sports, anything active. He doesn't have to love being in the gym, but he might have something else like climbing or swimming or anything, any extreme sports. But I think that I do believe from healthy body, you got have healthy mind, healthy soul. So I do believe those. Definitely reading a book is very good. I love to read a book a lot, and I do different things in my life, but staying being active, being healthy is very important. So if he doesn't have it, then sorry. So if you are not being active and then want to have a girlfriend who is active, that is going to be pretty much hard. Like if this person is really active, then probably it's better idea that, and if you want to be with the person like that, you want to have a same like hobby, so you can enjoy something together. Doesn't have to be exact the same, but you can at least find something. Like if you like being just laying on the couch and watching TV, and this person like likes to go out and then have fun hiking or biking, then that's definitely hard for you to keep the relationship healthy. So that's when I'm saying I want to be with somebody who is inactive and healthy and healthy mind and things like that. So that's pretty much the basic idea and how you can be active in the relationship. Well, definitely you can find this person, like fitness model, where? At the gym. It's because, well, they go to the gym all the time, so it'll be easier to find a girl like that at the gym. Or if you have some community like working out or playing sports or surfing, anything like that, you can also find this through the small community. Well, the relationship, why I start talking about it, because not necessarily just telling you about what I like and what kind of person I like and being with, but also I wanted to tell you about my dark side story of me, which it's going to be my book. I never really opened myself about it because I was ashamed, and I was hurt, and I was not ready to share my story, but I think I'm ready. So I decided to talk about my story in the book and then tell you kind of behind the story how I became a champion in Korea and how I overcame my hard time, difficult time through fitness journey. So everyone has a hard time, like you lost someone who you love, or you you're divorced or you broke up with your girlfriend or you found that your boyfriend has been cheating on you, anything bad thing happened to you, anything horrible in your life. And people try to stay out of this reality and they're looking for something to be focused. And that's how people get into like addicted to this alcohol or drugs or anything bad to you, because that short things like can really release your pain. But you know, it's not gonna fix your problem. Matter of fact, then it's gonna hurt your body and your soul and your mind. But people get into those a lot for whatever reasons. And in my life, I don't wanna say anymore that was my hardest time, but at least at the time it was. And what I'm saying, it was not really hardest anymore, because I wasn't dying. I mean, I had food, I had my family, I had my friends, I had everything. So if I complain for those, then I feel really guilty. So now I don't want to say, but at the time it was very hard. It was so hard that I did not want to leave. That is so, like, that was bad, you know? But yeah, I feel not stupid that I even think about that. I thought about it, you know? Anyway, it's a past, so I can tell you. What happened is, I was in love with somebody. And like I said, I was into this fit person. But this guy was, used to be a football player, like semi-pro football player. So he's active, he's very athletic. But now he turned out as a businessman. And I met him when I was doing fitness modeling in Austin, Texas. And then I was still young. I was still 27, and he was a little older than me, but I just loved his passions, and I quickly fell in love with him. And it was actually like my last semester at school, and we dated about 5 months, and I graduated and I had to come back to Korea. Because it was still the beginning of the relationship, I couldn't really do, or we couldn't do much about, like, I mean, for me to stay in the States, it was getting married or getting a job and getting sponsored and things like, it's very complicated. I'm sure so. Those who has gone through those, you know, process, I know that, you know, it's, you know what I'm saying. So didn't happen. I came back to Korea and we started long distance relationships. What happened was, he was supposed to come see me, and I waited because we were gonna do this business in Korea, and waited a month. And of course, because I wanted to do the business with him, I did not start getting a job or anything like that, which was a stupid idea, which, you know, turns out I was wrong. But I was so into him, trusted and being in love with him, and I have waited, and turns out that he had some financial situation that he says he cannot come really right now because he had a problem. So and he ended up like needed my money, and he asked me for help. He didn't really ask me for help, but he did. And then he needed some money, so I did wanted to support him, of course, because I loved him. And you know, if you love somebody, if he or she need help, like, what kind of person who wouldn't help you, you know? So it was not, though, like, I was not giving him just money. It was like I, you know, lending him teaser money, and then he's supposed to pay me back. So it happened a couple times. It was a lot of money, and he also kept my car back in the States. And long story short, I did not, well, but the point of this story is not telling the any details like how jerk he was, anything like that, because at the end of the day, it is still my fault that I let him do it to myself. So this is not the point. But later on, I found that he has been lying to me the whole time, and he even lied to me about his age. He was a lot older than what I thought. So that actually, I found it out, and I was so shocked. And I just shocked, not because he was freaking old, but because I felt so betrayed, you know, like, how could you not tell me if we've been together this long? And after that, I figured everything's like what he said was a lie, basically. And I kept funding him for whatever reasons, but then I realized maybe he's just taking advantage of me, you know. But even still then, I was in love with him and love with him. And just find the fact that he was just cheating me like that, taking advantage of me, it hurt me so bad. It was so hurt that I couldn't really do anything. I couldn't focus, or I couldn't, just basically I lost the control of myself, and it was horrible. Every day was horrible. Like, I did not know what to do, and I was so in pain, like mentally and physically and emotionally, because that's like, I mean, those emotion and like this mental pain, it can be super harder than your physical pain. But because of that, your body can also get hurt. So I had to find something else to do. I found that, you know, he's been lying to me, but I still love him. Like, how this could happen? I didn't know what to do. I was here doing nothing, and I decided to just hit the gym. That's all I can know. I mean, I can do, actually. But most of all, like, I needed something to hold on to. And for me, there was not alcohol. There was not drug. There was not sex, anything like that. But it was going to the gym. And don't get me wrong, you go to the gym, nothing gonna get fixed. But And even worse, I go to the gym trying to hit this, you know, hit the gym like hard, but I couldn't really do it. All I did was just crying, like, look at myself in the mirror, how I felt so sorry for myself. And sorry, and I felt so stupid, and I couldn't even tell anybody, like, not my family, not my best friend, because I told everyone he was the one, and I was so excited to do things, adventure with him, and it was just too good. And now here I am, find out it was definitely wrong, I was wrong, and I feel so guilty. But what I didn't like, it was I was still in love with him, and I did not understand why, you know, why, Minsu, why'd you do that, you know. But the truth is, why can you not just move on? It was just so hard. At the time, just battling myself inside and out. And all I did was just hitting the gym every day. Anytime. Like, almost a year. And then that's when I really start digging into fitness and learning about my body. I know it sounds weird, but before then, I worked out and I got my body, but I did not really get, you know, the connections between my body and my workout and anything like those. But when I really focus on, yeah, it was because of those tragedy, like quotation mark, but when I start really thinking about and being focused and just keep working on it, I slowly get to learn there is a philosophy, you know. So I do really like Bruce Lee, not because he's a great martial artist or, you know, famous guy, but he does have philosophy. And anyone, I do believe, who's done their job for years and 10 years, not just the timeline, but if they really put the effort and think about this motion, think about the relationships between body and mind, and they get something out of it, that's their philosophy, right? So between those time, the hard time in my life, I was able to, like, really just many ideas came out, and I start writing. That's how I gained really a lot of like words and like a book and things like that. And then 1 year by, and I decide to start, well, going back to bodybuilding and start, I mean, working on my competitions. And then that's when I became the champion of champion in Korea, the Ulsan Classic Bikini MVP. So, well, the outcome is not really important. What I'm saying is, those hard times, how I overcame the time, it was just through fitness. And even though the you're doing fitness or working out, it's not gonna fix your problem. Obviously, it didn't fix it. However, you slowly become better, and not like smoking or drinking or drug, you actually do something really good for yourself. You might feel pain when you're doing it. It may still take time. It may not fix your problem, but at the end of the day, you get the outcome, which is you are learning something and your body get definitely better. So that was my best choice that I made in my life. And even though I did fitness before then, that's the time when I really transformed. Minsu become really doing fitness with the philosophy, not just through the body itself, but it's more through really mind and soul. And that's how I feel really confident about. And then I became champion, right? So that's when I got something here. I have some story to tell people. Not my ugly story about my cheating boyfriend things, but it was me learning through this fitness journey. So that's how I started really doing seminars and teaching people. I really focus on those mindset, not the physical part, because I do believe people, it's not the reason, like, people don't know how to work out. No, I mean, hello, there's Google, YouTube. You can find anything that you want to see, you want to know. But what people don't do is they're actually doing it, you know? And I do believe everything is coming from your mind. The mindset is the most important thing to change yourself. So since then, even though I still talk about how to do things like working out, but at the end of the day, what I focus on is to motivate people, to motivate their mindset. That I know for sure how they can be, they can learn and they can get what they want eventually. So I know it sounds weird because in the beginning I talk about, oh, so how to get a fitness girlfriend, and I don't want to be really with a fitness guys, but something interesting in fitness. But now I ended up talking about my bad experiences. But this is the point though. Everybody goes hard time in their life, and probably mine is really nothing compared to other people who lost their loved one or who lost their health, or, you know, I know I may be, but still it was a really hard for me. What I'm saying is, how can we overcome these difficulties? What you need to do, because we have to give overcome, or you have to give in. Do you wanna be a loser? No, nobody is gonna lose this game. In life, it's not about how fast you get there, it's who get there. It doesn't matter how long does it take, you get there. That's how I see it. So if you're going through a hard time, there are many difficulties, but I do believe that this is the answer. Fitness can fix your problem. I'm saying not your like really problem, but it's gonna fix your problem inside. It's gonna change, transform your mind. And that mind can change the whole thing. Not just your relationship status, but your body and your health and everything. So in my podcast, we always talk about some interesting things. And today, I wanted to talk to you about, this is my commitment that now I am, by the way, Don't get like shocked. It's been 7 years. So it took me 7 years to move on. Like, it is crazy. And I don't know why. And I kind of know. I had, because it was a long distance relationship, and then we only had a good time pretty much. So I only kept the good memories in my head, and then I just keep building that relationship in my heart. So which was not really true, because, you know, it was not real him, and I made, you know, who he is. It's my imagination. I use my imagination to be in love with the same person, which is not the same, by the way. So it was just so hard, and I was in love with him. It was hard to let it go, even though I found that he was a bad person, but this is my... Now I'm talking to you about this story because I think I'm over it. Finally, after 7 years, still, I get upset when I think about the money he owes or he's supposed to give me, and it really likes, yeah. But I think the best part is now I own and I don't have to worry about those anymore. But there is a good thing though. I always try to see both ways. Anything happen, I do believe that you can learn from that happen. Something that bad, but something you learn. And what I've learned, what I liked about this story, even though it was hurt, painful 7 years, mentally, emotionally, like physically, but now, at least I was so in love with a person. Like, you know, it is hard to be in love with somebody. Like, can you love someone like unconditionally? Like, you can love more than who you are. Like, and I think that's what I learned though. Too bad that it didn't work out, but I was so in love with him, and I had everything was so truth about it, and it's his loss for sure that he had somebody like my heart. I mean, somebody who loved him so much like this. So, bad for him. He's lost. But for me, it is new start, new venture. And I appreciate. And I do believe everything happens for reasons in life. And I do believe that always better things come to you. And in my center, it is a fitness. And it's not gonna change. And good and bad, sad and happy, I always pursue my fitness, not to be a champion this time, just to live healthy and happy lifestyle. So if you are single or if you are a couple, then I recommend you to have some physical activities, physical hobbies together. That's gonna really make you bond stronger. If you haven't done it, if you have, good for you. And if you are single looking for somebody, then maybe we really have to work on the characters that we are looking into from one another. Like, for example, if you are looking for somebody who's nice, who's fit, and who is living healthy lifestyle, then I think you are the first one who need to change like that, because I do believe that likes attract likes. So you are going to attract the person that like you. I do believe it. So best wishes for you. And I'm just saying, because I am still I'm in my 30s, and for those who's not married and still looking for one. And so I thought it's an interesting topic to talk about. And let me know what you think. Leave a comment below. I know everyone has suffered and they gone through a hard time. And let me know how you overcame these difficulties, how fitness changed your life. So let me know. Leave a comment below. You can also send me a message on Instagram, MinsuGo. Check out my website, betteryoubyminsugo.com. And subscribe and download and anything that will help to sustain or to keep producing episode here. So this is Minsu, and I hope you like my story. The tip of the week is, let's be the person who you want to be. Who you want to be, who you like to be, yeah. So better you, better than yesterday. You become one, then you will attract the person like you. How about that? So thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and don't miss the next one. And I will see you in the next podcast. If you wanna listen to some topic, you're welcome to leave a comment below. Let me know what you think, and I will talk about your topic. So. Have a good week, and I'll see you next time. Stay active and be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.